The countertenor, a male singer with a high vocal range usually associated with women, has become more familiar to today's audiences due to the early music movement. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been listening to two new recordings by contemporary countertenors. Here's his review.
One of the least understood types of singer by the general public is the countertenor. People often think they're hearing a woman singing, or a man imitating a woman's voice by singing falsetto. But some of the most exciting and dramatic music for countertenors was composed for the castrati of the 18th century, the promising young boys who were castrated in order to keep their boy soprano register. Some of them became superstars. There's nothing necessarily feminine about the repertoire. Handel wrote one of the most masculine roles in opera, Julius Caesar, for just such a heroic high voice. Two of the most admired young singers of the Baroque repertoire today are countertenors. They both have new recordings, and each has something different to offer. The young German countertenor Andreas Scholl is probably still better known in Europe than he is in the U.S. On recordings, you can never be sure how large a voice is. But when I heard him at the Dresden Music Festival, I was impressed not only with the agility, but also with the size of his voice. Most countertenors don't have nearly the vocal thrust and focus that Scholl does. But he's also a singer of unaffected refinement and purity. His new album is a collection of religious music for solo voice by Vivaldi. Here's an aria from the psalm setting, Nisi Dominus. The American countertenor David Daniels has performed beautifully in 18th century opera, especially Handel. But his new album, called Serenade, includes some remarkable departures from the standard countertenor repertory. Daniels mixes songs from the 17th and 18th centuries with Beethoven, Schubert, Gounod, and 20th century art songs by Poulenc and Vaughan Williams. Daniels proves himself quite comfortable in all of these. Here's Schubert's captivating boating song, Auf dem Wasser zu singen.
Mitten im Schimmer der spiegelnden Wellen gleitet wie Schwäne der wankende Gang. Auch auf der Freude sanft schimmernden Wellen gleitet die Seele dahin wie der Gang. Auf der Freude samt schimmernden Wellen gleitet die Seele dahin wie der Kahn. Denn von dem Himmel herab auf die Winden tanzet das Abendrot rund um den Kahn. Tanzet das Abendrot rund um den Kahn.
Because women vocalists, from Elizabeth Schumann to Barbara Streisand, have recorded this song, it's odd at first to hear a man singing it and in what is usually a woman's register. There are awful countertenors whose vocal strain makes you think the high male voice is a freak of nature. I once heard a concert featuring Mozart soprano arias sung by a male soprano in drag. But because both Daniels and Scholl are serious and imaginative artists, they make you stop thinking about peripheral issues like gender to concentrate on the music itself.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed new albums by countertenors Andreas Scholl and David Daniels. Coming up, Henry Sheehan reviews Almost Famous, Cameron Crowe's new film based on his experiences as a teenaged reporter for Rolling Stone. This is Fresh Air.